Asa laila adam sheyehene min oila mazeh b'loi broche. There's an iser to be nene min oila mazeh b'loi broche, v'chol anene min oila mazeh b'loi broche mo'al. There's a chiyev me'ile if a person is nene min oila mazeh. Mai takante yelech eitzol chochem. So if he wants to prevent the iser me'ile, mai takante yelech eitzol chochem. So the Gemara to have him in the learn, that if he was nene without a bracha, so what's the eitza now? Now the eitza is to go to a chochem. So the Gemara asks, chochem my ovidle, how could a chochem help the situation? Ovidle yisur, he did an isur already by being nene b'loi bracha. El omarove yelech eitzol chochem ikore v'ilamdenu bracha is kadei shelo yovili demile. Since there's such a chaymer of nene b'loi brachas, so if he wants to be nene b'loi lam hazeh, so the takone is he should go to the chochem to learn the brachas kadesh lo yovi lidei mila. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though the issa mila could go off with a bircha shahakel, but one is not permitted to make a bircha shahakel. So therefore, one wants to prevent, he has to make a bracha moforetes. Na bracha moforetes, he has to know the correct bracha. So therefore, yelech eitzel chacham to learn the brachas are very complicated. It's necessary to go to a chacham. You should go to a chacham and to learn hilchas brachas. Amar Rav Yehuda Moshmul, kol anene min oila mazeh b'loi brache, ki ilu nene mikotche shamayim. It's kilu he was nene mikotche shamayim shenemal Lashem ha'oretz umaloya. Perhaps we could say that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is Moisif another nekude from what we had in the Beraisa before. Rabbi Chaim in Hilchas Me'ila says, according to Shitas HaTosfos, that in the Din Me'ila there are two inyanim. There's one inyan, there's a Gezel Dikedin, which everyone is Moida, there's a Gezel Gavoya, there's a Choshen Mishpat Dikedin. And then Shitas HaTosfos, there's a Yiradei Dikedin also. That means the Isar Kodesh, the Isar Me'ile is made from that he was Poigim with the Kedusha Sadova. So it could be that these are the two inyanim. Also Leila Adam Shehenim in Oila Mazeh B'loi Broche. So the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia says that the Makor is Kodesh Hilulim, as we mentioned yesterday, that before the Hilul, there's an Isser Kodesh, it's Kodesh. So that was speaking about the Isser Kodesh. Also, Loi Liyodom. There's an Isser, Ovid Lai Yisure, was speaking about the Isser, the Yiradei Dikedinim. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said there's also a Gezel Dikedin, Lashem Ha'oretz Amloya. This is already Chayshin Mishpat. You're taking away kilo nene mikotche shamayim. This is mamon gavoya. Besides the iser, there's a gezel also. Shenema lashem haoretz amloya. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says the mila before is also derived from, let's see, Rashi, mo'al kenene min ahegdish, d'chsiv lashem haoretz amloya, kenemrina lekamon. So the iser mila we also learn from lashem haoretz amloya. Rechush Gavoya, there's an Issa Mila also. Rabbi Levi Rami, Rabbi Levi asked a shayla. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Lashem ha'oretz umloya. Urksiv, ha'shamayim, shamayim Lashem, va'oretz nosan livnei odom. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, kan kaidem broche, kan liyacha broche. Rashi, La'acha broche, arei hi livnei odom. Let us see Tosfos. Tan la'acha broche. V'chein bepeire kol kisvei omrine, k'shehoyu meinichem ha'shulchan. The Gemara tells a maise that one of the chazal was an oirech by a very rich person, and before the Suda, they brought in a beautiful golden table that was laden with food. And Shayim Enichem HaShulchan HaYoimrim LaShem HaOretz Umloya. Shayim Esalkin HaShulchan HaYoimrim HaShamayim Shamayim LaShem Ba'oretz nosan livnei odom. So there's two ways to learn this Taisvis. One way not to understand it, and because what is Taisvis saying? What is Taisvis? The Gemara, our Gemara, is takashe. There's a stire, and kan kaidem broche, kan laache broche. So what is Taisvis bringing a maise? The chaim beperikol kisvei. So the first half is good. Then when they brought the shulchan, they said, don't eat, even though it looks the food is luscious, don't eat. Now what happens further? So why was this said, b'shas, they were mesalik the shulchan? As soon as they made the broche, it was, v'oretz nosan livnei odom. The Marshon Shabbos wants to say they were mesalik the shulchan. There was a big shulchan. They were mesalik the shulchan right after the broche, and then they ate on small shulchanes. That's how the Marshon wants to say pshat. But there's a very interesting smichas chachamim, and he wants to say pshat sayin toisvis and sayin the gemore as follows. The smichas chachamim asks to ha'ores. The first pasuk that says Lashem Haoretz Umloya, Lashem Haoretz Umloya. So Lachaira, it should have said, if we want to be consistent with this pasuk, it should have said Lashem Hashemayim Ulivnei Adam Haoretz. Why didn't it say the same way that says Lashem Haoretz Umloya? Instead of said here Lashem Hashemayim Ulivnei Adam Haoretz. One kasha. A second kasha he asks many kashas, but let's say the main kashas he asks, the Gemara had a stira of two psukim. One pasuk it says, Lashem ha'oretz umloya, and the other pasuk is, V'oretz nosan levnayodam. So why did the Gemara bring the beginning of the pasuk? Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. He's not interested in saying the whole pasuk. You see, Lashem ha'oretz umloya, he stopped over there. He's just bringing about this pasuk starts with David Mizmah. Doesn't mean David Mizmah. Hashem Haoretz Umloya Teva V'Yeshua. He just brings what's negayah to us. So he brings this nekuda, these three words, as a problem. So the problem is here it says Hashem Haoretz Umloya, and there it says V'Oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. So why did he bring Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem? So the Smichas Chachamim says that the Emerson Pshat and pasuk is as follows: Hashemayim, the Shemayim. Is Shamayim Lashem. That's always Lashem. That never changes. But the Ha'oretz goes on Lashem Oretz. Lashem Shamayim Shamayim Lashem. Lashem V'Ha'oretz. But the Oretz is also Lashem, and it's Nosan Livnei Odom. The Oretz is both. Sometimes it's Lashem, and sometimes it's Livnei Odom. And he explains as follows. We have to understand the Gemara says, Kan la'acha broche. So what is the taich la'acha broche? After the broche, it's the person's ready. So how many broches do you have to make? Finish. It's a deal. It's la'oretz nosan livnei odom la'acha broche. Why do you always have to make a broche each time? So he explains that the ba'oretz nosan livnei odom is a matona manas la'harzer. That means it was only given for the achila. And after the achila, and he says, after the Bilchas Hamazon, it goes back to the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's how he says pshat in the posik. So Hashemayim is always Lashem. Hashemayim is Hashemayim Lashem, always Lashem. In the Lashem v'ha'oretz, that's why they weren't magdim, they wanted to put the Lashem in the middle to show that the v'ha'oretz also goes to Lashem. That's Nosan Livnei Odom. That means that it's some, the Oretz is Nosan Livnei Odom. Till the brocha achreine, and after the brocha achreine, it returns to the Shemayim. That's pshat in the Gemara, and that's what Taisus wants to say, v'chein b'peri kol kisvi, that after they were misalik the shulchan, and they benched, they said, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. Also they brought the beginning of the pasuk, v'oretz nosan livnei odom. That was means that after the Birchas Hamazon, they said, now they're giving back Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. And from the Smichas Chachomim, he seems to hold that the broche, Kan La'ache broche, then it goes back to the Shemayim. That means Birchas Hamazon. Because Bamasin, there's a very interesting ha'ara over here. Someone once asked me a shayla that the Rabbi Levi Rami ksiv l'Hashem ha'aretz emloya, and it says l'Hashem ha'aretz emloya, and it says ha'aretz nosel meyodam loy kashe kan kaidem brache kan la'acha brache. So l'chayre the kashe arises. We're talking about psukim over here. We have a stirim psukim. It's a real kasha. So what are we answering? Kan la'acha broche. So la'acha broche, if the broche would be a deraisa, so it's good. La'acha broche, it's Eretz Nosel Bnei Adam. The whole broche is a darabonon. So how did we fa'emfer the two psukim? It seems from the Smichas Chachomim, he wants to learn that the broche is speaking about the Birchas Hamozoin. Seems the Birchas Hamozoin, that's the gemar of the broch, and then we give it back to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. So we're speaking about Birchas Hamozoin. There's a Santa Pnei Yeshua, which could also help the situation. The Pnei Yeshua asks a shayla that the Gemara says it's a svorim. The Gemara says it's that we brought psukim, elo svorahu. Also, l'odem shadim ayil mazeh b'loi broche. So the Pnei Yeshua tain is, the Gemara always says, Lama likra svarahu. Why do you need a posik? It's a svara. So you see, a svara is a deraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a shayla, why the bracha rishayna should be a deraisa. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Also, l'odem ranas b'ilam azab b'loi broche. And the kasha is, we heard before, a balkeri lamaisa eats without a bracha rishayna. If it's a deraisa, so he's mitzadet to say, could be, but he benches. So from the Pnei Yeshua, we see also, akaponim, the birchas, in the svaradike machayiv, the birchas amozain la'achav can also take off the osolodim shenem o'ilam azeb v'loi broche. Akaponim, we see from the Pnei Yeshua also, either the broche rishayin is a deraisa, or al kaponim, the bracha chayna birchas hamozin takes off the osolodim shihenem in oilam azeh b'loi broche. Agavulche, and the etzim kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach says a very interesting teretz. That what the Gemara says, lama likra svarihi, that you don't need a posik, that's talking about in halachis. In halachis, you don't need a posik to tell me this if I could figure out the halacha with my seichel. The Pesha Osa, Pesha Is, Pesha Osa, Pesha Iter. So the Gemara says, why do you need a posik to tell me this? I could figure it out from a svorim. But mitzvahs, there's no such thing as a mitzvah min a svorah. That's what the Tzlach Tain is. A mitzvah, you need a tzivui. Because if it wouldn't be like that, so all the mitzvah sichlius would, you'd have a kasha, lomali kras svorah. Mitzvahs, you can't create mitzvahs with svorahs. Mitzvahs, you need a posik. Agavuch, there's a medic, a chedushi arim, he says, another vavi, the whole chait was a shalai tziva. In svara, they were medic oiskalten. Whatever they did was oiskalten. But there was one thing wrong, there was no tzivui. You cannot create a mitzvah with a svara. For a mitzvah, you need a tzivui. Ba'al koponim, that's the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, and al koponim, it seems others learned that the broche could be koilo, the birchas hamozen also. Omer Rab Chanina Bar Pope, kol hanene min ha'olam hazeh b'loi broche, ki l'goizel l'kodesh b'orchu, u'kneses Yisroel, shenema goizel oviv v'imoy, v'oimer ein pesha, chover hu l'ish mashchis, v'ein oviv el ha'kodesh b'orchu, shenema haloi hu avicha konecho, v'ein imoy el u'kneses Yisroel, Ima is a loshin umosoi. Shnema shma bni musar avicha v'altita shteiras imecha. The teire, what the umah creates, that's teire shabal peh. That's ashenosam lonu teiras emes. That's teiras imecha. But that's the teire that comes from Klal Yisrael. So it's goizel ovi v'imoi. So it's goizel Klal Yisrael. Knesses Yisrael. My chavul ish maschris, omer abchanina bar pope, Chavaru liyerovim bedavot shehishchis es Yisrael avim shebashemayim. Let us see Rashi. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es bilchosoi. The broche which the Rebbein Shalom is deserving of, he's goizel. He doesn't We said it's kotshe shamayim. It's nenabla. There's a gezel dikedin that we mentioned before. It's kotshe shamayim. So it's goes like a kodesh baruch hu as bilchose. Or knesses Yisrael kshechatu apeiros loikin. It seems if they're mechaser the bracha, so the shefa haparnosa will be nismayit. So through that he's not making brachas, so Klal Yisrael is nechsar. Others say that's why say the Zroim starts with brachas, because if you want that the Zroim should go good, you have to first make the brachas. Shekshechotu aperis loikim. Ein pesha, and if a person will eat without making a bracha, lefisho hu meikel, royim ha'acherim, ulemeidim mimenu lases kein, lihonis no ilam b'loi bracha. Lekach nikre ze hamekel chover leish mashchis. He's a chover leish mashchis, leirom benavot, shechote vehechti es Yisrael, kachu choytei umachti. I thought perhaps we could understand the dimyan to Yerovim ben Nevot, and ein pesha, he's a choytei umachti. Because lemaisa the Gemara says that the chiyev broche is a svore. There's a svara. So if a person eats without a bracha, so he's telling us there's no such svara. That means like this. If it says beferish in the Torah like this, no, it's a dachan eiswolf, fartik. So I won't learn from him. That's not called a choyte yomachti. Why is he a machti? He's doing a veiris. So that means I have to do a veiris also. But if the whole mechayiv is a svara, And Lamaisa, he's eating without a broche. So he says, there's no such svore. No, if there's no such svore, that's a davar hamoishach. That's a chayte yomachti. So he's a chavo li Yerovim ben Nevot. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yerovim ben Nevot was a moiridik etalmud chochem. Moiridik. Kol chachma yisrael ki izbei asada kenegda. He was a meirid. Yerovim ben Nevot was machadish to two agolis. So we have to understand, he was a meirid galamdan, a meirid ketalmud chochem. So he was masbir to klal yisrael azaydav zayn. There was no shaila about it. So that means the hasbore and the svore of Yerovim ben Nevot, that brought about, that was the chayti yamachti. He was masbir to them azaydav zayn. So Mamela, a person who will be eating without broches, so he's also saying this svore, that there's no such svore. A ding sich mit a svore, nit a tut verkehrt wie de teure. A ding sich mit a svore, so he's the same choyte yomachti of Yerovim ben Nevot. He says, ein pesh, he's a chavur li shmashris, he brings the hashchose, just like Yerovim ben Nevot brought the hashchose. Abchanine bar pope romi. Ksiv, it says one posik v'lokachti digoni v'itoy. The Rebbein Shalom says, I'll take my dog. It's not your dog, and I'll take it away. Ksiv v'osavto digonecho. Loi kashe. Kan bizman shi Yisrael oisim ritzoyne shel mokeim. So then they're deserving of it. So then it's oretz nosen l'bnei Adam. It's oisim ritzoyne shel mokeim. So my mail, then it's digonecho. Kam bizman she'ein Yisrael oisin ritzoynei shel mokim. Tonu rabbono. Vo'osavto digonecho. Ma talmud loyme. What is the posik telling us? Vo'osavto digonecho. Lefi she'nema lo yomush seifer ha-toir ha-ze mipicho. In the posik it says lo yomush seifer ha-toir ha-ze mipicho. Yochu dvorim kichsovom. That take lo yomush seifer ha-toir ha-ze mipicho literally. Tamud loyma v'yosavto digonecho, hanig ben minig derech eretz, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is what Rabbi Yishmael said, that even though it is loyamush, hanig ben minig derech eretz, a person has to be oisik in pandas also. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy oimer, evshe odom choyresh b'shas charishe, v'zoireya b'shas rie, v'koytzer b'shas ktsire, v'dosh b'shas dishe, v'zoire b'shas haruach. That means if he'll be the one that's oisik b'parnasosoi, teire matehei oleo, elo, bizman shisol oisim ritzoyne shel mokeim melachtem nasis al yidei acherem. Shenem avi omdu zorim v'rou tzoynchem. And the male, they'll take care of everything. Bizman shen yisol oisim ritzoyne shel mokeim, מלאכת נאסס על ידי עצמון, שנאמר ויוספת דגונך. That's a nice and רצוין שמוקים. ולא יועיד על שמלאכת אחרים נאסס על יודום, ובי אין איסן רצוין שמוקים, it's מלאכת אחרים נאסס על יודום, שנאמר ועבדת עשו איבך. אומר רבייה, הרבה עושו כרבי ישמואל ועושו ביודום, many people did like Rabbi Yishmael, they were matzliach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, v'loi also b'yodo. They weren't matzliach. Omer le Rove le Rabbonon, b'metusa minaychu, the Rove told the Talmidim, b'yoymei nisen, o b'yoymei tishrei, loi tischazu kamoi, ki heichad loi titrdu b'mezoynaychi kule shata. That yoymei nisen, yoymei tishrei, that was the zman k'tzire, this man Zriya, this man Ktzire, so Memeila, and these manim, you shouldn't come to learn in the yeshiva, because Shulai Titcho b'mezaynaychi kula shata. Looking at the machloikis of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, and Rabbi Yishmoel, so we look at it like, Rabbi Shmuel was more liberal. Hanig by many derechets. Don't take the Amish sefer tezem mipicho as literally it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he didn't want to learn the pasuk with a grain of salt. No, the Amish sefer tezem mipicho. That's what it seems in Broches Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Let us look for 1 minute in Menoches Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. There we'll see a different picture. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says as follows. Shol ben Domo ben Achoisoi shel Rabbi Yishmoel es Rabbi Yishmoel. Ben Domo es Rabbi Yishmoel. Hashayla. Ki goin ani shelomati kol ha-teire kula. Ma lilmeid chochmas yivonis. He learned kol ha-teire kula. Now he wants to learn chofes yivonis. Was negeya, that's tamazay for the knowledge, was negeya be and asking for Klal Yisrael. Korol av amikra zeh lo yomur sefer ha-teire zeh mipicha v'gisa bo yoyman v'loylo, tzeyu b'doik shor she'enim min ha-yoym v'loy min ha-laylo, then you can learn. But the yoyman v'loylo, that's lo yomur sefer ha-teire zeh v'gisa bo yoyman v'loylo. Lo yomur sefer ha-teire zeh mipicha. That's Rabbi Shmuel. We look a little bit before. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi said, "Afilu loikora odom alakrish meshaches va'arves kaim loyomish." So help us to tzach do. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi says, "Yaitzel loyomish v'krish meshaches va'arves." Rabbi Shmuel says, "No, v'gisa boyayim v'alayla loyomish it's kichsavoy." And here it's even a hapachu. So the kasha, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Huchas Tamat Torah asks. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Be'etzem Arsud is talking about one Inyan, and there they're talking about another Inyan. And he says as follows. Arsud is speaking about Tchilas Limudai. A person who did not as yet learn the Zachiv to learn Kol HaTeira Kula. What the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hilchos Tamat Torah explains what Kol HaTeira Kula is. It is not a Dovah Shein Lai Sait. There's an Inyan of Kol HaTeira Kula. Teir shebiksav, teir shebalpeh, the beer, whatever kol ha-teir kula is, there's a chiyuv to learn kol ha-teir kula. So, the shaila is, our gemore, should a person, what do you do with kol ha-teir kula? To get yediyas ha-teir. So there was a machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi and Rab Yishmoel. That means, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi was also moide. There's a mitzvah, chai v'lamed adam umnes, l'bnoi umnes. But that's later. That's later. That means later there's zikha aninyin, a person can be mishtadl and panos afil, according to Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. But the shayla is before he learns kol ha-teire kula. That was the shayla then. There's a mitzvah of yediyas ha-teire, there's a mitzvah of limud ha-teire. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi held. He said at the kash over, he didn't bring psukim. He said if a person will be kaitza b'shas k'tzirins and do all these teire mata heyalesa, where will he ever get yediyas ha-teire? He'll never start off with yediyas ha-teire. So therefore it is necessary in the beginning, al koponim, that a person, till he gets yediyas ha-toyre, he has to be in ganzen dovok in toyre. Later, then there's another parsha. And Rabbi Yishmoel was machadish, and then also hanig ben minig derech eretz, that there's a heter also of asafta de gonecho in this kufa also. That was the machloikis. The machloikis in Menoches is in the mitzvah of limud ha-toyre. In the mitzvah of limud ha-toyre, that you say, lo yomish sefer Torah zeh mipicha, vo gisa bo yoimim vo laila, after he got the yediyas ha-toyre, that was ben domo, ki goyin ha-nosh, lamati kol ha-toyre kula, yediyas ha-toyre he had. Now the shayla was, in the mitzvah of limud ha-toyre, does the mitzvah of limud ha-toyre prevent me from learning chochmas yevonis, if there's a tzorech? So that Rabbi Shmuel said, yes, it does prevent you, because the mitzvah of limud, the mitzvah of loyomish is mechayiv. Kozman is not vasafta de gonecho, so the loyomish is mechayiv. In there, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai dingsach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, als the chiyuv of loyomish, a person can be yaitza with krishma shachis v'arvis. So memele, if there are other inyonim, which are other tzrochim, so memele, he's permitted to then be mevatel from teirem, If the yediyas ha-toyre he has, that's ben doma, yediyas ha-toyre he has. So then, als the mitzvah of limud, one could be yoytze b'diavad but krishma shachis v'arvis. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, bizman sha'oysen ritzoynoi ha-dogon shelohem. Then it says, och shaynoysen ritzoynoi noitloi umare lehem shahu shaloi. Dvarim kirsavam, shalo yase, dvarim kirsavam shalo yaseik bederech eretz. Hanig bahem im divrei teire minig derech eretz. Shim tovay lidei tzorech habriyes, soifach libotel mi divrei teire. Now, Rashi, there's a meiradike nefesh hachayim, Yishar Aleph Perik Ches, that says Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel, and it would seem from the Lashon of Rashi that Rashi is also saying the same thing. Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner says, Ein das Rabbi Shmuel, Shehei Rishus Nesune Lifreish Avzman Muet Mei Eisek HaToyre Velasek Beparnose. Rabbi Shmuel never meant that there's manim for teire, and there's manim for panose. No, Rabbi Shmuel said, haneg bohem im hadivrei teire. Haneg bohem derech eretz. And what does Rashi say over here? Rashi says, haneg bohem im divrei teire. With the divrei teire, it should be derech eretz. Hainu, what does that mean? The gam ba'oisei ha'eis, Sha'ata oisik beparnose, even when you're doing parnose, al koponim berayonecho teime harer bedivrei teire. That means, the ganze kop darf nicht liegen in parnose. Bishas de parnose, if it's possible, they say over a meredik evolved from one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, it's one of the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbes, there was once he had up as one of his balabatim, he had a factory, and they made galoshin. So it seems he had a yeride. He was in ganz nangeton in the business, he had a yeride. So once he came to the Rebbe, so the Rebbe told him, he says like this, he says, I was always under the impression as melek darein the fies in galoshin. The cops are ligging in galoshin. This is what came on his gehad. Al koponim, hanig behem derech eretz. Hanig ben, that means, with the derech eretz, the kop darf nicht liegen in the derech eretz. Vasavta di ganecha was speaking about labor over here. Bishas asifa, bishas ktsire. So das darf miton. The manual work you should do, aber the kop darf nicht liegen in das. Hanig behem im hadivrei teure. That means together with divrei teure. That's what Chaim Voloshiner says. V'chein rove omar, loitis chazi kamoi. Rove didn't say you don't learn yoyme nisim v'yoyme tishim. Nishdo! You have to be out in the fields. But al kaponim loitis chazu kamoi. If I'm not mistaken, I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levroche, there's a famous Rabbeinu Tam that goes Maimon in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Tosfos Shoshanim, Daf Pehei Amud Beis, brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So Rabbeinu Tam, so that's what it says in the Mishnah, Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that if it says im, so the first is the Iker, and Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, so the first is the Tafel, and the second is the Iker. Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That means the Derech Eretz is the Iker, the Rabbeinu Tam says, and Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So there should be Talmud Torah together with the Derech Eretz. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the Derech Eretz is Iker, and the Talmud Torah is a Tafel. In Tosfos, right after Rabbeinu Tam, Derech is the Iker. So I think I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv, he said, Fakert, like this Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Fakert. When a person is Isaac in Derech Eretz, so in that time, I mean, most of the Iker is, when he's Isaac in Derech Eretz, so then the Talmud Torah is a Tafel to the Derech Eretz, wie nicht wie. Aber al Kaponim, aber im Derech Eretz, Yofe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That is Al Kaponim, and that's Merdik Meduyik Al Kaponim, the Loshon of Rashi, that Rashi says, Hanig Bohem im Divrei Torah. Hanig Bohem, that's the Loshon, Hanig Bohem im Talmud Torah, im Divrei Torah, Minig Derech Eretz. With the Divrei Torah, there should be a Minig Derech Eretz. Minig Derech Eretz, Shim Tovoi Lidei Torah Habriyis, Soifach Libotol Mi Divrei Torah. That means Rabbi Yishmael is zicha holds of the loyomish. That's Rabbi Yishmael in Menaches. So he says, Fakert, in order that the loyomish should be niskayim, you need the viyasafta digonecho. Efsher bitmi ye efsher kidvorecho, biyoy mei nisim, ye mei akotso, biyoy mei tishrei, driches agites vahabadim. Yeah, let us see Tosfos. Kan bizman she Yisrael oisim ritzaynei shalmokei, shenema viyosafto de gonecho. Hey, so chnina ba pope esta shayla, here it says the goni, here it says the gonecho, so it matters. If it's oisim ritzaynei shalmokei, it's the gonecho. Vim taima, so Tosfos asks, later Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, for la kamon bizman she ein Yisrael oisim ritzaynei shalmokei mokmin alei. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says this pasuk was after the Ganecho, speaking about a nice mitzvah in Shalmoke. V'yeshloimer the vada, the mairi vada is a oisin ritzayne. It's ichah speaking about that the oisin ritzayne. Like Rav Chanina bar Papa said, it's ichah speaking oisin ritzayne. Avol ein oisin ritzayne kol kach. It's not that oisin ritzayne kol kach, the einam tzadikim gemurim. They're not tzadikim gemurim. So first of all, you have to know pshat and Tosfos. It's oisin ritzayne, ben oisin ritzayne kol kach. And then the goyin asks, if you look in the beginning of the pasuk, it's v'hoyim shemayetishmu, v'av Hashem alekeichem, v'chol avavchem, v'chol nafshechem, it's ganz fine. So this is called ein oisin ritzayne shalmokim. So the Goyin says that the Emerson, there's a Meiradik Ediyuk in the Parshas V'Hoya and Parshas V'Hafta. Parshas V'Yahafta, it says, V'Chol Levovcho V'Chol Nafshecho, and Kol means V'Chol. Kol Levovcho, Kol Nafshecho, U'V'Chol Meyoidecho. V'Chol Meyoidecho means V'Chol Momoinecho. That means a person is Muchen, Al Tavas Hashem, to give away all his Momin. This is a very difficult thing to do. The Goyin explains that b'chol nafshecha does not mean mesiris nefesh, means b'chol nafshecha, b'chol gufoch, a person should be matriach to do mitzvahs. B'chol miyadecha means one should be muchen to give all his money away. So this is very difficult. So in the parsha rishayna, which is speaking about yechidim, in yechidim we could ask, we can further this from yechidim. A yochid could hold by this darga of a chol meyaydecho. And this b'emison is the darga of Rab Shimon ben Yochai, that it was in ganzen mesalik das from his parnose. That's not his asik. And his kuloi shaku and limodat Torah. In such a person, there's aftoche. If one is like that, if one has this darga of bitochen, va'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzaynchem, then fakert. If it's a bechina of him of bechol miyaydecha, then this va'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzaynchem. But this cannot be expected from ganz klal Yisrael. Therefore, by the parsha of v'hoya, it doesn't say bechol miyaydechem, because we can't expect this from ganz klal Yisrael. That's why it says, Harbe also kerab Shimon ben Yechoy v'loy also biyodom. That means Harbe should be on this darga of Bechol miyaydechem, loy also biyodom. They can't, mahaltnish badabai. The story is told once the Talmidei Agro asked the Goyin, Could they be in Gansen Abzazoyin as a b'china from Rab Shimon ben Yechoy, they'll be dovek in Teure, and the baby still take care of their panos, so they have nothing to do. So the Goyim told them they should go three days away in a midbar, and to have the tochen in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Gansen be dovek in Teure, and then they'll get their panos as I on. Only Shtadlis, so everything will be taken care of. So they went away in the midbar, fine, they're sitting and learning the first day, the second day, the third day, nothing's happening yet. And all of a sudden, towards the end of the day, they see a person walking towards them with a basket full of bread. Mamish meiradik, pillei ploim, mamish mezetach klol da'ashgoch, and he's walking towards them. They were hungry already. I mean, some whatever they had taken along. And then he's walking and walking. And all of a sudden, he turns away. It seems like he didn't see them. So they called him. So then he disappeared. That the Nisayan was that you do Ligin Lernen in Gansen. And that was their Nisayan. And then the Rabbi Shalom take care. But this is a darge, which only Yechidei Sgula could be Mekayim. So Memele, that is Pshat in the first Teretz of Tosis. That means it's Oisem Ritzoinei Shel Moke. Aber it's not Legamri. In Bechol Meyoideichem, that means in their money, they don't have complete trust in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like this, so Memele, so Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, oh, if you don't have complete trust, Vosafta Digonecha. So you take care of your panos already. That's the mida keneged mida. You saw this is b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem. This is amayre dike madrege. But in order to be zeiche to v'omdu zorim v'ro tzeinchem, one needs this darge of complete betochen. And memeila, that is ein oisen ritzoinoi kol kach, the einam tzadikim gemurim. That is the first teretz of Tosfos. V'oid yesh loimer, the polyglot, that is taka machloikis. Rab Chanina bar Poppe holds was after the gonecho, speaking by oisim ritzoyne shol mokim, the polyglot hodol kamon, shebol aforesh ma bein oisim ve'ein oisim, v'hoche ve'oisim ve'ein oisim ki adodininu. So, the Bach says, a girse, V'hoche ba'oisim ve'ein oisim ki adodinine. V'shneim ba'atzmom heim ois v'nes hadogo. Elo she'im ein oisim loikeach hadogon mirshusom. And by oisim, it belongs to them. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the one that said that this is considered ein oisim. But he says, Rabbi Chanina bar Poppe held that this is also called oisim. The oisim was after the ganecha is oisim. Oma rabbe babachonam rabbi yechonim mishim rabbi yehuda rabbi loy. Boy ure'ei sheloi ki doireis harishoinim doireis ha'achroinim. Doireis harishoinim osu teirosan kva o melachton aroi. The teira was kavu o melachton aroi izu vizu niskaima biyodom. Teiras achreinim sha'osu melachton kva v'teirosan aroi zu v'zu loinis kaimo biyodom. There's a very interesting pshat from the Ben Yehoyada. What does Teirosan kva o melachtam aroi, or melachtam kva o teirosan aroi. So he says that, be'etzem, the Yerushalmi says, what is the taich? Balei emune, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kufnan Hei, Sivkotan Hei, brings down a meridiki Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what is the taich? Balei emune. So Yerushalmi says, balei emune is a person who is keveya itim la teire, and in this ace, can come in fire and wasser, they're giving him mamish a meridiki deal, sorry. This ace is learning. And this man that he was keveya to learn, whatever will happen, he's learning. Aye, what will be with the panos? It's mamish, it's a meiridike, he has a meiridike chance not to make a lot of money. The Rabbi Shlom will take care of him. But it doesn't, that's called teiroson kva. It's not wishy-washy. Malach to naroi, that means if he has, the malach, it matters. If he has a malach, he does a malach. If not, he also learns. But this man that is oisik b'teire is teirosan kva. So he says, so the mile of teirosan kva, we have a double mile. Number one, he says, kol kevua kemechts al mechts adomi. If it's kevua, so kaponim, so it's not, so it doesn't lose its chshivis. Zu vizunis kaima b'yodim. Adova kevua has a chshivis. So out the Torah alone, if it's kavua, say es achshivis. And number two, since he's koiveya, these itim, I feel it's 2-3 hours a day, he says, but al kaponim, so that's a meiridike darge of emune, that he has emune fakert, that he won't lose parnosa, the parnosa from the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and he won't lose to these kaviyas itim. So therefore, zu vizun is kaimo bebi yodom. So memeile de zoiche to a shef abroche in de parnose. Als de dag of amunem bitochen de heaven de rabbeinu shalom. Teires achroinim shosu melachtom kva ve teirosan aroi. So that means that when they're working, there's nothing but to talk about. In teirosan, it's we'll see. So then, zuvizu loin is kaima biyodim. So inside the Torah doesn't have a kiyum, inside they don't have the emune that should bring with it the shef abroche that comes together with the emune and bitoch. Va'omar rabbe bar bachone, omar rabbi yoichene mishum rabbi yudah rabbi loi. Boy urei shaloi ke doireis harishoinim, doireis ho achroinim. Doireis harishoinim hoye machnisim peireiseyim derech traksamoy. The Deiris HaRishonim brought in their Peiris Derech Traksamoin, that means through the Shar HaBayis. They weren't looking for any Dreidlach. Kedei Lechaivon B'Maiser, in order to be Mechuyev B'Maiser Min HaTorah. Deiris HaRishonim Machnisem Peirisein Derech Gagois, Derech Hatzerois, Derech Kafifois, Kedei Lepotron Min HaMaiser, Tepata Min HaMaiser. Domer Rabbiane, eina tevel mischai b'maise, ad she yiro pnei abai, shenema b'yalti ha-kaydish min abayis. Rabbi Yoichene, no ma filo chotzer keiva, shenema v'ochlu b'sharecha v'soveyu. So now like this, is a machloikis, Rabbi Yoichene, in Reish Lakish, there are two tenoyim, in order that there should be chal achiyuv tevel, un achiyuv maiser, min ha-toyre. One tnai is, there has to be gemar meloche, and the gemar meloche, the miruach, has to be done outside of the bayis. That's number one. We had before, ichnisen b'shibolim, in the bayis, so there's also no chiyev. But after the gemar meloche, so it's called dogon, so then, the chiyev is, if he brings the dogon into the bayis, derech bias habayis. Either, then it becomes tevel min ha-toyre, and chayiv b'maisa min ha-toyre. So the doyres harishoinim wanted to make sure that they're mechuyiv in mitzvahs maisa mit deraisa, and machnisa perisayim derech traksamayim. Tele chayiv b'maisa. Doyres achoinim, they wanted Estes not to become mechuyiv b'maisa, so they made a dreidel. So it was brought into the bayis, not derech pesach hasha. Let us see. Rashi in Taisviz, the Derech Traksamoin, Derech Shara Yachotzer, this the going says this is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rias Pnei Achotzer is also Machayev. And Bahabai is, is according to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, it's a machlokes, it's mavur in the Gemara, so that's pshat na Gemara also, the Gemara, Bob Matzi says, a klora, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan, if Rias Pnei Achotzer is Keveya also Lamaisa. So Rashi says, but al kaponim trax me derech share yachotzer, but Rabbi Yochanan va bias according to Rabbi Yanai. Pnei Abayis, Pesach, Knise v'yitzia. That is called the Pnei Abayis. In a table beschai b'maisem in a teire, ye avol achilas kva osa lechol mida rabona. Derech traksema in zog toisves, perish rashi heine der reise. Avol mida rabona, gam chotzer koi vas, means according to Rabbi Yanai. Kedemash me perk yoitzei doifen, eze chotzer shechai b'maisem, vachay muchir perk ha-meidi. There's a very interesting samsofer in Parshas Nosoi, the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Nosoi says like this, that the chilek from the Deiris Rishonim and Deiris Achronim was as follows. We have a klal that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Almeleke, and he brings from the Haflo that means such an Indian. If a person gives Maisa, so one is Muvtach in Ashiris. Is the Deiris HaRishonim, the Ashiris didn't mean too much by them. They wanted to do the mitzvah ketikunai, so Mamela, they brought it in, derech traksamoin, and fartik, what'll be with the Ashiris, that's not their geschäft. They didn't have such a kavone at all for Ashiris. The Deiris HaRishonim, the Ashiris meant something to them. But le'idach gise, to take a mitzvah d'yereise, and to use it, kardam lachper, but to use it for Ashiris, they also felt this is not the right thing to do. So, but the Ashiris, they wanted. So he says, they did something, he says, a gewaldik yechidish. So they brought it in, not that they ate it without a froshes maisa, chas v'sholem. They brought it in, derech, gagois, the chatzeres, the kafifes, they brought it in an oifen that they put them in a teire. Abul Amaisa, then they gave Maisa Asa Kadesha Tisasha. Then they gave, listen, it's there's no chiev bechlau. In a teire, there's no chiev to give Maisa. And after Pekin, there's still a haftocha, meir the kechidish of the chsam sofer, there's still a haftocha of Asa Kadesha Tisasha, and it was kedai for them to be mafkia the mitzvah in order to get the ashiris. That's pshat. Abul, they didn't want to do the mitzvah for the Ashiris that they didn't want to do, so they were mafkia the mitzvah in order to acquire Ashiris. Chutz min ayay. Now let us go back to the halacha de kechelik of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that al peiris ha'ilon one makes beire priya eitz, chutz min ayay. Maishno yay. Why is yayin different? Ilaim mishum dishtan ili iluye ishtan ili broche. Because the grape is a hishtanes liluye. That means it's nishtane for, it's better than the pri alone. So therefore, ishtani lebroche, vare shemen, dishtani liluye, shemen is also more choshe. But also the tzures have pri changed from a zayis to shemen, and it's a shinui liluye, it's better. Vare ishtani lebroche, you don't make a different broche. Dam rav yuda mashmu. Chenom Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis Mevochen Olav Boire Priyeit. So what is the reason that Yayin has a different broche? It can't be the reason Ishtani Leluye, because Shemen is also Ishtani Leluye, that has the same broche. Omri, so the Gemara wanted to say as follows. Hosom Mishum Deloy Efshe. In reality, Ishtani Leluye has to bring a Shini broche. This is not the pri ha'eitz, this is better than the pri ha'eitz. No, mishum d'loy efshe. There we cannot, by a zayis, we don't have a madbeya. It's impossible to be mishane. Heichi nevorech. How should we make the broche? Nevorech boire pri ha'zayis. Now, what is the translation of boire pri ha'gefen? Boire pri ha'gefen means, the gefen means the vine that the vineyard that the grapes grow on. So the gefen is the eitz. In als tachshivis of the pri, we're mefaret the eitz which it grew on. So what should we say? And why is it choshev? Because ishtani li'iluya. So by shemen, it's also ishtani li'iluya. So she also say bayre pri azayis. So the Gemara says, no, we'll have a problem. Peri guf is ayis ikri. The peri is also called azayis. Not only is the tree called azayis, the peri is also called azayis. So if we'll say bayre pri azayis, do we have a, so we could be misled. We could think that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the shemen from the zayis, from the olive. And the shemen is not a creation from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The shemen is a comes about through a ma'isa bos of Adam. So that means if we could, the zayis, the tree would be called zayis and the pear would be called something else. So then we could make beire priya zayis, like make beire priya geffen. The Ebishter made a priya geffen, which is nishtani liluyo de ma'isa b'nei Adam. But here, since the peiri is also called zayis, so we could think that the shemen is a creation of the Rabbeinu Shalom from the peiri. So therefore, we don't have an eitzah, so therefore we say bayi priyeh. So the Gemara says, if the whole problem is an eitzah, nevoich alei bayire pri eitzahis. So that's no problem. So say bayire pri eitzahis, the pri that rose from the eitzahis. Memele, it's the same like geffen, it's ishtani liluyeh, so we should be, the brocha should be also nishtani. Ella Omar Mazutra, different terrors. No. Chamro Zayin. Chamro is Mezin, and Mishcha Loi Zayin. Mishcha is not Mezin. Mishcha Loi Zayin, so the verse is a person doesn't get any nutrition from Shemen. Vosnan Hanoider Min Hamozain. Mutter b'mayim u'b'melach. If a person made a neder that is also from all things which are mozain, so besides mayim u'melach, he's also in everything, because everything is mozain. For vinam bo, we asked a shayla on this Mishnah, mayim u'melach u'dolo ikri mozain, hakol mili ikri mozain, every food is called mozain. Neim et avet yuvte d'rav shmur, da'omay mevolchem boirei minim mezainis, Ela behei aminim bovat. So we ask the kasha, if everything is called mozaim, so why is it that Rav Shmuel say you only make a boyer minim mezoinis on heiminim, you don't even make on rice according to them, because only on the hechameshes aminim, it's called mozaim. Everything is called mozaim besides mayim melach. For Omar Ravuna, so Ravuna said that what it says in the Mishnah, Hanoida min ha-mozain, no, it's a mistake, it doesn't mean mozain. Mozain is only the heiminim. But oimer kol hazon alai. Everything which is zayin, that's zon, we'll see in a minute, that is, everything is zayin besides mayim u'melach. Alma mishcha zayin. So Mishra is also Zayin. So what did you tell me? Chamro Zayin. Mishra is also Zayin. And for the Gemara, Chamro Soid or Mishra Loi Soid. There's Zayin and there's Soid. Now just to understand the explanation, what is the difference between Zayin and Soid, the Shita Mekabetzah says over here like this. Zayin means memayet harov min haguf. That means it takes away hunger. That's the koyach of Zayin. Soyed means soyed as halev umechaskoy. Kedachsiv sadu libchem. So the pula of Zayin is only it's a davo shlili. It means he's not hungry. But he doesn't get chizuk and koyach from it. Soyed is called Soyed as Aleva Machaskai. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So the Gemara says like this, everything besides Mayim and Melech is Zayin. Because of Zayin alone, we would not be Mechayev Anubroch. Everything is Zayin. An orange is also Zayin. And we make a Bayer Priyates. So who had in Shemen? Shemen is not better than any other Peri. But Yayin is Soyed. If Yayin is Soyed, so therefore, it's keveya anubroche. Umishche loy soit. Mishche and shemen is not soit.
So the Gemara asks, V'chamra mi soit? Is yayin soit? V'horove haveshosi chamri kol male yoyme de pisre? Rove used to drink wine erev Pesach. Ki heiche de nigra leile libay v'neichel matze tvei. In order he should have an appetite that he should be able to eat more matzah. So I'll upon him, so you see that yain is not soid. Fakert, it's megarer taivis achila. So the Gemara answers, this is Poshib Shat in the Gemara, Tuva gorir. You drink a lot of wine, that's three kaisis or more, that's gorir. Puta soid. But a little wine is soit. So memele, so since wine has in it the koyach of soit, so therefore, it's koyveya abrocha bifnei atzmai. So the Gemara says, umi soit klal, is it then soit? Vachsi v'yayin yisamach levav enoish, v'lechem levav enoish yisot. The pasuk speaks about that yayin brings simcha, and lechem brings yisod levavenish. Namahu desoid, chamroloi soid. We see that only pas is soid. So the Gemara says, no, pshat and posuk is, ala chamre is beitarti, soid umisameach. Name misit soid, samuchi loy misameach. Means the posuk means to say, v'yayin, not only is it soid, is yisamach levavenish also. The lechem is only Yisod. Yayin is both milus. Let us see Rashi. Zayis ikri, vahavalei, so the Gemara says that the pri is also called a zayis. Vahavalei, so the male, if you'll say, boire pri a zayis, vahavalei, boire pri ha pri. Sha pri kori zayis. Because the pri is called Zayis. Ve'ein zu bria shamayim. So the shaman is not a bria shamayim. Ki b'dei odom hi bria zu. Aval gabi gefen, ha gefen hu ha'eitz. Va'anovim hain pri ha gefen. In the mele, so when it's ishtani le'eluya, you give a shvach to the Rabbein Shalom, who made such a peiri, which later can be ishtani le'eluya, al yidei ma'isa b'dei odom. So the Gemara said, chamro zayim, that the chshivas is, that it chamro zayin. Zayin means it takes away the ra'ovain. Lahochi choshiv likvoye loy brocha la'atzme, because it's zayin. So the Gemara says, in Mishra is not zayin, v'omar avhun hodik tani muta b'mayim b'melach, v'osul b'shal oichel u'mashkin, la'boy mekainim mozen alay. Vein mozen, ala mehem minei doga, chitim esorim v'kusmu shebelu shul v'shipim. Ala boy mekol azon alay koinem, b'chol mili, nehei d'loi ikri mozen, even though they're not called mozen, miu mezen zayni, they're a zayin. Bar mimayim u'melech, alma mishcha zayin. So the Gemara answers, no. That yayin is soid. So Rashi says, choshev tfei mimozen. It's choshev tvei mimozein. Grad Rashi weiter, Rashi in Erevin says, mozein sadi libe. Rashi weiter daf memdalet said, mizoine dovor hasoyit. So first of all, we have to know, here Rashi says, soit choshev tvei mimozein. So it would seem that mozein is something that is soyed. Soid is more choshev than soyed. The mozin is soyed as alayv. But this is soyed, which this is a dalga which is more choshev than mozin. Why Rashi here to say this is more choshev than mozin? So the Shlaimi Mishnasi says, because if soyed is equivalent to mozin, so they should make the brocha boire mine mizoinis an yayin. Why would they convey a new brocha? So mozin says, because this is something more than mozin. This is soyed. Choshev tvei mimozen. The Gemara asks, "Zoksi v'yayin yisamach levavenish." The Sefer dekrov v'lechem levavenish yisod mashmed avol yayin ein elo sameich. Mishani lavke de kamrat el alechem yisod v'lo yisamach aval yayin soydem isameach. Let us see Taisvis. L'cheira the diber amaschel of Taisvis should have been pur tesoid, not to the gore. Pur tesoid, mikan mashme, she'osa lishteish yayin berev Pesach min amincha l'mailo. Im Reutzer Lichteis, Sorach Lichteis Harbei, de Tuve Migra Gore. The Shaila is, the Tur in Simen Tofai in Aleph, says as follows. So Taisvis is very consistent with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tuve Gore, put the soit. So a person has to be careful, Erev Pesach, that, one should drink a lot of wine, because only a lot of wine is gorer. But purte is soit. Someone's like to drink purte is soit. The tur in Simen Tofayin Aleph says, v'yayin muter lishtois bein rav lema'at. The tur says that one might, is allowed to drink wine at a Pesach, a little or a lot. So the two things are with Taisvis. So upon them, what did the two do with the Gemara? So the Maral says Amoira de Kibir, that the two learn pshat in the Gemara as follows. The two learn pshat in the Gemara said like this. The Gemara says that we see that Rove Havishosi Hamra Kamala Yemi de Pisri Kecha de Nigre Lelide, the Nechel Matzet Fei. So the Gemara answered as follows. Tuva gorir purte soit. So he says as follows. There's taivis hamachel, and there's ra'ovain. So he says like this. When a person is hungry, he'll eat anything. He's not looking for good food. When a person is taivis achila, that means, he's eating the taivis achila, that means not he's hungry. He wants to eat something good. So the Gemara says like this, that Yayin has in itself two halokim. Tuve gorer, it's gorer taivis achila lot, a person has, uput aside, the hunger he loses, but the taivis achila he builds up, not he's full. Put aside, that means in the koyach ha-ra'ovoin, it's a little bit soyed, but he's not full, it's put aside. V'tuve gorer, but it builds up tremendous taivis achila. So therefore, not that the Gemara is telling us to shear how much. That's a Taisus Lom Shat. If you drink a lot, or drink a little. The two learned that any yain has in itself these two inyonim. It's two vegore, rapul tasoi. Agavurche, the svore of the Rove, what was the Rove's problem? Rove drank wine ere Pesach, ki heiche de nigrele lelibe, v'nechel matzo tvei, they nechel matzah tvei. Want to eat a lot of matzah. What's the sinyan of eating a lot of matzah? So, the me'adim ismanim is medayik the loshen Rambam perik vav halacha hei milchus chometz matzah. The Rambam says as follows. Mitzvus asei min ha-toyre lechel matzah b'leil chamisha osa. Shenema b'erev toichlu matzahis. So from the Rambam you see it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. You yotze with a kizayis, but the more one eats, one is mekayim a mitzvah. So Rava wanted to have an appetite. So Mamela, that's why it's kiyecha delecho matzah tvei. The same diik we see in the Shiltis ayin vav oisei, says as follows. Iles lay lemechel kulei sudoso mahayech deminta. The person does not have shmura matzah for the whole sude. Ochu bereishe mahayech deloy mintere. So then he should first eat al kaponim bereishe mahayech deloy mintere. In the end he should eat hayech deminta. Al kaponim shmura matzah. Al kaponim you see that there's a hiddur that the whole sude should be Shmura matzah, that the be'erev toichlo matzah is one is that every achila that one does be'erev is a kiyam mitzvah. So Rava wanted to chaparayin a lot of mitzvahs, so therefore he had to build up an appetite. So therefore he drank yayin erev Pesach. Like the Gemara, ihochi nevorech oleo sholish broches. So if Yayin is Soid, and we said Soid is Choshev Tvei Mimozoin, so why isn't there a Chiyev Birchas HaMozoin on Pas, on Yayin? Ihochi, the Zayin V'Soid, it has the mile of Zayin V'Soid, Mozinu. So L'Chayr Rashi means to say, before Rashi, Soid Choshev Tvei Mimozoin. But al koponim, so it's a koshke mozin. V'livorich olei sholish brochis lacho, v'nanam rina lekamon bepirkin, koshu mishi v'saminim v'loi min dogon, chachomim oimrim brocha achas. That means like this, there's a miyut, eretz hifsika inyin, and we say that first the pasuk says eretz chita soira, and it says shvach eretz yisol, the shiva saminim. Then it says, Eretz Hashem Abim Iskein, the Teichel Bolechem, Vachalte Vesobot Avirachto. So the Chachamim hold Eretz Hifsika Inyin, and the Broche, Birchas Hamozin is only on Lechem, not on the Shivas Aminim. That's what the Chachamim hold. So the Gemara's Kashi is, but if you say Zion contains all the Milas of Lechem, plus, it's like Rashi before, Soid Choshev Tveimi Mozoin. So, Memele, so we should say that even though Eretz says on the Shiva Saminim not, on the Shiva Saminim there's no Chiva Birchas Mozoin, because the Shiva Saminim are not Mozoin, are not Soid, but Yayin, that is Soid, so Yayin, there should be a Chiva of Birchas Mozoin. Ihochi Nevoich Olei Sholish Broches. So the Gemara answers, Loikovi inshi sudosayu ilave. So the Gemara says, Lechem has another mila. Not in the chelik hamozoin, you're right. Soid is better than mozoin. So memele, so we shouldn't be memayit, yayin, even though it says lechem, lechem, v'kolshkein yayin. But we lost the kolshkein, because lechem is what a person is koiveya sudosay olov. Is memele, so a person is not koiveya, yayin is such an inyan that a person is not koiveya sudosay. So therefore there's no chiyuv birchas hamozin. Omalei Rav Nachman ba yitzok lerove ikove ilave sudosay mai. What if a person will be koiveya sudosay? Omalei lechshiyov yeliyov yoymeri have kviyuse. When Eliyahu Hanavi will come and say this is considered a kviyus. So Mameleina Khanami, if we'll say such a thing. Hashta miya botla daitoy eitzel kolodum. But now, since we don't have a gila veliyo, so poshet, we don't see people are kveyas udal yayin. So Mameleina doesn't have a chshivis of kviyas. If it doesn't have a chshivis of kviyas, so Mameleina, so we can't make a kalvachayma from lech. Gufe omar rab Yehuda omar Shmuel. V'chein omar rab Yitzrok omar rab Yochanan. Shemen zayis mevochin olav beire priyates. Shemen zayis, if a person drinks shemen, you make a beire priyates. So the Gemara asks, heichi domi, what is the case that you make a beire priyates on shemen? Ilei medekoshos ilei, he drinks shemen, plain shemen, azuki mazikle. So it's mazik, desanye. Hashoise shemen shel trume. If a person drinks shemen, mishalem es hakeren, ve'enei mishalem es hachoymish. The din is if a person eats, azor, eats trume b'shoigik, he pays keren b'chaymish. Hashoise shemen shel trume. So since this is a mazik, he's mazik himself, this is not considered an achila, so memele, there's no chiyuv of keren b'chaymish. The whole chiyuv is als mazik. So mishal mesa keren, veini mishal mesa choymish. Hasoch shemen shel trume, mishal nesa keren, and mishal nesa choymish. There he's using shemen the way it's aimed to be used by kehanim. So there he pays keren v'choymish. Al koponim, so poshit you learn pshat in the Gemara. That's how Rabbi Kivegi says one lochayre should learn pshat. That the raya from the Gemara is as follows. The chiyuv broche is, the Chazal will machayiv a broch if a person is mahan himself. If a person is mazik himself,
al yedei shtiye, it's zichen at mestava dat chazal wa machaye wa broche. So the Gemara is only bringing a raya from Truma to prove that shtiye shemen is not called a hano, shtiye shemen is called a mazik. That's l'chayre pashtis poshib shat in the Gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Azuki mazik legufei, ve'einzu achile shetune broche. The gabi broche v'ochal toksiv. So we have a moiradik Rashi, that Rashi brings a posik on the broche rishayne. We said, you make a boire priyoitz. And Rashi says, the gabi broche v'ochal toksiv. So the way we wanted to say yesterday, there could be a lefiemis according to Rashi, we might have a limud of pas. Now the Gemara had a pirche, mala pashe, mala komishke, and chayev bechale. So the Gemara says, the mistaver, misvoro, oslod, monisabalai broche, that the machayev of the broche is not the chevtze, nor the anos agavre. So memele, we do learn out from vachalto. So we learn out from vachalto, and you need a maisa achile, for broche achroine, and a broche rishaini we learn from a kalvachayme. So therefore, so the whole chiv is only when he does a ma'is achila. In the sanyin, we learned that shti shemen is not called achila. The lav bar achilu. Ashois shemen shel truma b'shoigig mishal masakeren kishar mazik eschavere b'momen vein mishalom chaymish tagabi chaymish achila ksiv. There also you need achila. V'ish k'yoichol kodesh b'shkoge prat l'mazik. So the Gemara is learning out. So just like Shtiya Shemen does not have a shame achile legabe achila struma b'shoigig, so who adin doesn't have a shame achile legabe chiyu broch.